fact that that Governor Locke actually got to his confirmation hearings really said something. The prior two nominees.
Third time's the charm, right?
That's right. Bill Richardson and Judd Gregg. The hearings were over really within a day or so, and he was confirmed and then moved on to being in office. So it was relatively smooth this time around.
So now, Governor Locke, Secretary Locke, and now he has a real reputation for working across party lines, right? What can we sort of expect for him in the early days?
Well, this isn't a real partisan position. I think he's probably going to play the more traditional role of Commerce Secretary, which is going to sell American goods and services and businesses abroad. Having said that, the Commerce Department actually has some very important functions. Of course, it famously oversees the census, which was a big political fight recently, also the National Oceanics Atmospheric Administration, and there's fights over climate change and other sensitive matters. So he will have his hands full in a short amount of time.
Yeah, I was wondering about some of the biggest challenges that he's facing, and I would think that the census is probably priority one, two, or three.
It's a big one. The census will happen on April 1st, 2010, so he has almost exactly a year to get it in order working with the Census Bureau. It will be a big issue for him. It's certainly not the only one, but probably the most politically sensitive. Members of Congress are watching closely because, of course, their jobs are potentially affected by how people get counted.
Both politically sensitive, but also operationally. I mean, this is a big undertaking every year and every 10 years and requires all hiring. I mean, the census becomes one of the largest employers in the country for that period of time. I mean, there's a lot to watch and make sure it gets done correctly.
Right, and this could become one of the few, maybe the few bright spots in the economy. Census Bureau actually has to hire a whole bunch of people, thousands, even tens of thousands of people. So there'll be at least some temporary jobs available for folks within the next year or so.
Because these confirmation hearings, I mean, he made it to the hearings, as you mentioned, so there's that, and that they went fairly smoothly. Do you anticipate this is going to be the way it's going to be for the next hearings that we're going to see? I know HHS is still needs to be taken care of.
Well, as long as no skeletons come out of the closet, and based on recent history, we can't assume that's the case, but it does seem like Governor Kathleen Sebelius of Kansas is in pretty good shape for confirmation. There could be some fights still over deputies, assistants, some of the second-tier cabinet positions that are important because they actually run the department. Most notably, Treasury still has a bunch of positions that are outstanding. So there could be some confirmation battles still to come.
And it's funny because it's kind of interesting because the Obama team came in just appointing, almost had the full cabinet at least nominated by the time they were inaugurated, and yet got caught up in all sorts of things. And in fact, I know a bunch of positions where they have people but haven't announced them because they're going back and just rechecking, triple checking, quadruple checking.
Right. I think the Obama team got burned when they made some announcements perhaps prematurely early in the process. It's one thing to do kind of a cursory vet of a candidate. It's another to get the FBI involved, have them checking into people's references, their prior employment, their financial history. Then they really drag you through the cold.
Right.
And that's where you really come up with these issues.
Anything else that you're watching in terms of, I mean, now that most of the team is in place, we then start to watch more of these deputy, which aren't the names, as you mentioned, they're very important positions because these are the operational people. These are the people who decide what reaches the secretary's desk.
Sure. The deputies actually run the cabinet agencies. It's the cabinet secretaries who are the public face, and of course they have the ultimate responsibility, but it's the deputy secretaries who put together the budgets, who have to make appropriations requests, who have to deal with other branches of government and perform basic management duties. And I would expect to see a lot more of that getting moved through pretty quickly because a lot of these cabinet agencies are still kind of in a transition period between the old Bush administration and now the Obama administration.
And I was even moderating a panel on cybersecurity issues, of all things, and a lot of concern that something as simple as the trusted internet connection. This is this initiative, Bush administration initiative, to reduce the number of internet connections that agencies have to the public internet. And even some several people at agencies sort of voice concern, okay, is the Obama administration going to continue this? Are they going to continue to put money? And you're sensing that across a whole layer of programs, and one gets a sense that that's, you know, we've all seen this happen in previous transitions. It just happens through the transition process, doesn't it?
Well, unfortunately, a lot of things don't always get picked up.
Right.
And it's a very fair question to look at that kind of cybersecurity and these other basic elements of how government departments function. Some of these are huge organizations with tens of thousands of people. And people forget that even over in a place like the State Department, where, of course, the Secretary of State, their primary mission, it would seem, is international diplomacy and foreign relations, it's also a management position, making sure embassies and other places get staffed okay.
And
that's something that's often overlooked.
And the administration has gone back on a whole host of issues and is sort of doing, on cybersecurity, they're doing this 60-day review where they're sort of looking top to bottom because it's the best time to do it when you're fresh into office. So there's a lot of those questions. So for the career folks, it becomes a nervous time.
Certainly. You come under new management. They have different priorities. You kind of have to go with the flow. It is a big change, and there's a lot of discrepancies often come up.
Well, now that Locke has been confirmed at Commerce, can we expect to see more movement within that agency now that they have the leadership? They can start sort of making progress on their mission and the more pressing issues?
Certainly. I would, as we were discussing, I think the census is going to be a very pressing issue over the next year or so, and even after that, because then they have to actually filter through the count and adjust it after that. I would watch again for this climate change policy over the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration. And it'll be interesting to see how Secretary Locke, how much he brings U.S. business abroad. Also relations with China. That's been a major emphasis of Secretary Locke when he was governor of the state of Washington and then in the private sector. He's got a lot of connections over there, and tensions are running high over currency and many other issues with the Chinese government.